if you don't know, November 1st, and while we're maybe coming off Halloween fun,
okay.
something very serious has happened, and that is that the help, given that, and I'm going to keep saying this, the vast majority, 95% of the wealth generated over the last 5 years has gone to the top 1% of the
wealth. Yeah,
I'm aware of that.
Correct,
yeah. So on top of that, and this is not because they're smarter, quicker, faster, or more brilliant than you. This is because we have policies that systematically favor the concentration of wealth and crush pretty much the American worker, not ne'er-do-wells that many people like to characterize us like the Cruises of the world. We're just the losers out there. No, we're the minions. Of which there was one out for Halloween last night, that are working our patooties off while tax breaks are going to the wealthy. But I happen to know you're a two-time veteran. I happen to know that, people too. Listen, there was a time in my life I was on food stamps. And I was working several jobs.
And I have been in food lines myself a couple of times. Okay, go ahead.
And it was a very difficult time, and I had a lot of pride around it. But someone said, "Look, you've got to eat. This is a period. You'll get through it." And you know what? I'm grateful for it. It gave me empathy for when I, at that time, you tore off these booklets.
Oh, yes.
And the people would give you that look like, what the heck's the matter with you? And it's like, well, I was painting houses. I stuck my head in cupboards every day with, polyurethane. This probably explains a few things. But I was cleaning houses, toilets, your dishes, and I still couldn't make ends meet. So for a period of time, I was on this program that, by the way, as someone who worked since I was 15, I paid into. It's not an entitlement.
That's the misstatement that the far right says it's an entitlement when we have indeed paid into it, a Social Security.
It's a safety net.
It's a safety net, and it's a savings account.
And the people in line, thank you, Richard. And if I can just say to William, Mr. William, who has served in two wars.
Wow.
Two-time veteran and has some things about that. But they did a special on 60 Minutes a while back, and I remember absolutely weeping. They went from coast to coast in food lines, William, and they talked, they looked at the faces of people like my grandma and grandpa, and they were now up in their years, 70s and 80s, they'd worked their whole lives, and they never in their wildest dreams thought that they would have to stand.
I've seen that down at the Episcopal Church.
And they were crying
because
they had to be there. People with children. And this idea was shattered that we have to vilify people who are in need. There were people with I know we don't use that word as much, but special needs, let's say, of any variety. It could be they had lost a limb in a war, or they did maybe have a mental disability or a drug problem that they might have had because they were trying to medicate something that was
caused.
Our society.
Right.
Please,
right.
Richard, both of you, either one. William, you speak to that first, and I'll go to you, Richard. Go ahead, William.
Oh, wait, well, one more item real quick.
Please,
on the radio this morning,
yeah.
One of our worthy representatives is also proposing drug tests to all recipients of. Now, who's going to pay for that insanity?
Well, not only that. How about we start with Congress and the weenie flashers and the
give them drug tests
and the criminal. I'm sorry, but is there any other way to talk about that?
And some of our senior representatives, not from this state but nationally, are known alcoholics.
Yeah, let's start with drug. And you want to do that? And I'll tell you something else. What a way to shame another. I mean, let's edge. It's like the guy who wants to. And I think it's not too harsh to say this. Bill, yesterday on Tom Hartman, I don't know who the nutball is, but one of these guys who, he wants to strangle government till he literally said that he can drown it down the drain. And he's the one who wants to force a woman who has had a miscarriage to go get ultrasound, a vaginal ultrasound, which is, he said, that's rape. You force a woman to go after she's had a miscarriage, and then he wants to prosecute her because her body expelled, and that's usually one of the most traumatic things a woman can go through.
It's approaching Sharia law, where the victim of a rape is prosecuted. And they want to bring, not to that extent, but the Republicans, the Tea Parties, want to bring that kind of consciousness into this country.
And it's happening in Albuquerque today. That,
really?
And that Texas bill was upheld.
Yeah, I saw that. That's unfortunate.
Going to the Supreme Court. But I digress a little, except for to say that it's another way to shame the poor, working poor, the elderly, somebody who in need. That's not the America I know.
And it's not what our forefathers created here.
No.
It's we are being dominated by a few people who are the ultra, they're the top of the 1%. And it's their, I'm just going to say, idiotic views that they're propagating around the whole country. And with food stamps here, $5 billion are being cut. And 1 in 7 people are on food stamps. And it's $36 a month that they're taking out of their pockets. And they don't have that.
And they couldn't, if you've tried, I don't know what the family of four is getting now, but I can tell you when I was getting them, it was a beans and rice kind of time.
Yeah.
These were not canned beans. These were, you got to cook them up in your crock pot and come home to something. And I was damn glad to have it. And I paid into that, and I didn't have to stand it long. But for some people, William, I don't blame you for pulling the car over. We ought to be weeping. These are our veterans. They're our grandparents. They are our mothers. They are our brothers in need. And to take money there when we could build one less drone.
Don't get me on that one.
No, I want to get you on that one. We could take, we could get out of Afghanistan and help those people. You want to do reparation? Do you know how they did a study that was put underground about how many civilians died during the Iraqi war? It was in the hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
And they didn't want us to know that.
No, they keep it under wraps.
More than that.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing, please, and I'll let you go now.
Please,
however,
you're great.
I would like someone out there, I know there are Heinrich supporters. If I'm wrong on what I got from his office, I would like some clarification. I think we all would, but I got the word that he was in support of this cut.
Do you guys, and I'm going to ask you both this, I have a feeling, of course I know this goes on, I'm going to give you out his number too. You can call Senator Martin Heinrich, who usually stands for supposedly, the Democratic stance, which is, I'm sorry, compassion, 202-224-5521. I'm going to do that again. I'm sorry I don't have an 800 number or an email for him. But
I have that number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, but why don't you give it to us then, the 800 number?
Why, certainly.
Do you have it handy?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, well, when you get it, call me back. 202, though, 224-5521 is the D.C. office. And believe me, they will take your call. Let me know what you find out, if this is true. How did he vote? My feeling is, and this is a question to both of you, I think some deal got cut. It was like you want your healthcare plan, Obama. Well, you're gonna have to give where we want you to cut food stamps. It's always like that. It's like really, something got cut. Some deal.
Well, what it is, they're supporting the corporate culture instead of the individual culture. You know, there's a classic story about a man whose young son wanted to play with the dad, and he was busy. He was working. He didn't have time. So he gave him a puzzle that he had. And on the front of the puzzle was a picture of the world. And he said, that's going to take him 4 hours to put this puzzle together. It's a jigsaw puzzle. And within 5 minutes, the young child came back. And father said, well, how did you do that? He says, well, Dad, on the other side of the puzzle was a picture of a man. You put the man together, and the world will come together.
That's beautiful.
Excellent.
That is beautiful. William, I thank you for kicking off this conversation, because you're right. Today is a day to ponder what America you want to live in and what you are going to do. And you are a guy who picks up the phone and doesn't just sit and complain. And I'll tell you, those phone calls matter. Your vote matters, whether it's here at the local level or all the way up to our state representatives and senators and the President of the United States. Cutting food stamp money. What chunk of change is that for a family of four? $56?
$36 a month.
Good God.
And $36 a month for a family of four, and it was already, we'll get a number for you of what a family of four gets total, but I guarantee you, you give a, it'd be like a Survivor reality show, you give any member of Congress a Social Security check and or food stamps, and see how long they survive out there. They'll be dead in a year. Yeah, they couldn't make it.
They get $275 a month, and they're taking 36 out of that.
Oh, that is wealth beyond our wildest dreams of avarice and greed. Just
yes.
Like the $9 I'm getting in, added to my Social Security next month, $9. I can now afford an engine for my Learjet.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well,
yeah.
My man,
thank
I thank you for your service to our country, which I know you've talked about before, and I mean that sincerely. This is a decorated two-time veteran.
Well, thank you.
And has some thoughts about the war military complex that I will share too. But this is a man who never should have to stand in a food line or a food bank. And unfortunately, Mr. William, you are representing millions more like yourself, and that's not the country that I want to see.